Hi there, Russell Davis here, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This week, we're going to be looking at the subject of negative thinking. It's pretty much impossible not to have negative thoughts at times on this journey. Whether it's fearful negative thoughts about whether you're going to get pregnant this month, or scared about the outcome of perhaps IVF treatment. The question is, what do you do about those negative thoughts? How can you stop having negative thoughts? Do you need to stop having negative thoughts? Let's dive in and help you be free from that negativity. I want to attempt to answer a question I often get. But it's not an easy question to answer. This is something I tell my clients on a journey on, over a period of time where we can really embed a different understanding of what's creating our experience. To move it from head into heart, unconscious, soul, just knowing this stuff, knowing what's creating our experience, changing our relationship with thoughts and feelings over time in such a way we trust and see things differently. But the question is, so how do I stop thinking? And I want you to listen to this, not to find out something you don't know or reinforce something you think you know. I want you to listen to this for feeling within. Notice what it brings up for you. What do you hear within you as you hear the words, more than trying to understand the words themselves? Because what I'm trying to do is point you to a space even upstream from your thinking. Because it's about understanding the true nature of thought beyond the content of thinking. We can't do that by changing our thinking. It's about having an insight, a realization, an aha moment about the true nature of thought. Because in answering that question, how do I stop thinking? And the question gets asked because I talk about our thought creating our experience of life. So fear being the misuse of imagination. We're not scared of the future because we can't feel the future. It doesn't exist. It's our thinking about the future. Nothing in our life makes us feel anything. It's our thinking about those circumstances and situations creates our experience. So as people start to realize, it only works one way. It really is inside out. It's not outside in. A natural question is, okay, so how do I stop this fearful thinking? How do I stop this sad thinking? How do I stop thought if thought is creating these experiences I don't really want to experience? Now, the bottom line is we can't stop thinking. That's the first thing to recognize is we can't control this stuff. We're not kind of beings. We're not thinking beings. We're beings that have thought. Thought is spontaneous. Thought is like the weather systems. They just pass through. Thought comes into our consciousness and moves it on again, and we can't control it. We think we can, we just spend a lot of effort trying to manage or control our state of mind. The bottom line is we can't control thought. It just feels like we can. We try to. You couldn't choose your next thought if you wanted to. It's just spontaneous. It just happens. But the good news is the more we understand the true nature of thought, we don't need to control it, because there's a self-correcting system. I often share this with my clients, this kind of glitter ball of thought that often consumes us, but it really is like a glitter ball or a snow globe. It settles on its own. We find we drop into moments of peace or perspective or clarity without consciously doing anything to get into those states. We drop into that state when we're not trying to be okay. Solutions come to problems. We're not actually thinking about the problem. Our mind is just quiet. We're in the shower, walking the dog. Solutions just come. So the good news is the nature of thought is it's actually a self-correcting system. The problem of fearful thoughts or angry thoughts or anxious thoughts, they're not the problem. It's our relationship with those thoughts. If we think they're a problem, we're adding more and more thoughts into the mix. If we try and fix it or try and stop it, we're adding more and more thought energy into the mix. So it's self-correcting, and by the very nature, thought is self-correcting. The second thing is, understand the true nature of thought is it's not truth. It's not reality. We spend a lot of time trying to sieve our thinking, trying to let go of the unhelpful thoughts or necessary thoughts and trying to find the useful thoughts, and we're scared of not thinking at all because we think we need our thinking as a navigation tool to life. There's two types of thought. There's outside in thinking. I'm okay if, I'm okay when. That's thoughts based on fear and insecurity, which often start around childhood and become just a thought habit. Then there's thought that's not so contaminated by that outside in thinking, which I call inside out thinking. Clarity, wisdom, perspective, peace. That's inside out. That's us with a quieter mind. It's still thought because everything we experience in life comes through thought, but it's not contaminated by outside in thinking. I call it maybe wisdom to differentiate it between the outside in thinking and the insecure thoughts. So we have our outside in thought and our inside out kind of wisdom. There's a different energy to that. That comes with a quieter mind. So what if you didn't have to manage this stuff in any way? What if you didn't have to give any thought a second thought? What if you could notice it for what it is? In the same way you might walk past a drunk homeless tramp and might yell something at you, you wouldn't give it a second thought. You wouldn't take it personally. But somehow we think these voices and noises and thoughts in our head, we need to pay attention to. What if you just didn't? Knowing that when our mind quietens, it's a self-correcting system. There's a deeper inner wisdom, inside-out thinking, our instinct, our intuition. That's a much better guidance mechanism to life. That sees life and situations with greater perspective. That's where all our resourcefulness lies. Everything we need shows up in the moment. So the bottom line is, it's not about controlling thought, stopping thought. You can't do that. It's our relationship with thought that makes the difference. Whether we think it matters, whether we think we need to give it a second thought. Now we're going to go into outside thinking. We're human, it happens. But it's recognizing it, noticing it without going beyond noticing it. It reminds me of a film from the 90s called A Beautiful Mind, about a mathematician called John Nash. This is based on a true story. There's a mathematician who won the Nobel Prize for economics. Very, very intelligent guy who developed paranoid schizophrenia. So basically he went mad and he spent time in secure units and kind of mental health units over a period of time. It's been on for many years. There's times he felt more sane than others. He was able to hold down a marriage and have a family, but he was in and out of institutions. And he knew these, well, for him, he didn't hear voices. He saw characters and he thought they were real. So he was kind of talking to them, interface with them when they were just in his head. Now he knew they weren't real. He was working with the best psychiatrist in the country. He was a very, very intelligent man. But when they came into his consciousness and started to engage with him, he'd tell them to go away. You're not real, go away. Well, straight away, he's now giving them attention. They've got his consciousness, his attention, and trying to fight thought with thought is almost impossible. And that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to fight thought with thought. And we're the same with any thought, fear, anger, sadness. You try and fight thought with thought, you want to hide into nothing. Because these thoughts are there because they think we need them. Their heart's in the right place. The fear is scared of you feeling disappointment or not succeeding. It actually wants you to be happy. It wants to avoid situations where you might not be happy. So they're really there, I think they're there to serve us. And we go into battle with them, they just get stronger because they're scared you're not going to be okay without them. But he had an insight. John Nash had an insight. One of the characters he interfaced with was a little girl. And I think it was his son's birthday, about a similar age. And he realized his son was getting older. But over the years, this little girl hadn't got any older. So she can't be real. Now, intellectually, he knew she wasn't real. But it shifted from here to here. He had an insight, a change of heart about the nature of these characters. So next time they came into his consciousness, because when you have a change of heart, your thinking just doesn't disappear. Again, it's our relationship with thought, not the content or the volume, the fact whether it's there or not. And next time they showed up, he just walked through them like ghosts, because in his heart of heart, they knew they weren't real. Again, they didn't disappear in a puff of smoke. They still tried to get his attention, but he wasn't feeding them. He wasn't giving his attention. He noticed they're there, but he wasn't kind of engaging with them. He wasn't going beyond noticing. And the power of them began to diminish. Instead of yelling at him directly in front of them, they went to the corners of the room. They were in his consciousness, but not so powerfully that eventually they disappeared. Occasionally they came back when he was tired or stressed, but his relationship with them had changed. And that took the power out of them. They just moved on. And that's the same with any thought we have. It's not the thought itself, it's our relationship with them. And the more we see it for what it is, the more we try and fix it and change it and resolve it, the more we know it's just thought. Just like the glitter ball, it'll move on, it will settle. Fresh thought comes in. By its very nature, fresh thought is always coming in. And it's always moving back to peace, to clarity, away from fear, towards love and peace. So it's a long answer. Hope begins to point you in a different direction about the relationship with thought, that it's not about stopping it or controlling it. It's your relationship with thought and realizing you're never one thought away from that peace of mind, from clarity. So that begins to help you begin to change your relationship with thought, to know that actually there's nothing to do about it. It's a self-correcting system. Just like when you exert yourself, you might run out of breath, but it calms down without you doing anything. You don't need to control your breath. It's a self-correcting system. And it's the same with thought. The thing is with thought is, it has feelings. It has the best special effects department in the world. And sometimes when we're feeling a feeling, we forget it's thought. So they go hand in hand. The more we understand the true nature of thought, we begin to understand the true nature of a feeling. We'll be less scared of it. We can allow it, knowing it's a thought storm moving through. We don't have to fix it or change it. We're okay, whether we feel okay or not. So that helps you to begin to explore a different relationship with thoughts and feelings. I look forward to catching you soon.